The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Don't allow anybody to shame you out of becoming a different person. So today we are talking about becoming the best version of yourself. And what better time to start thinking about evolving, upgrading, and your reinvention than a new year. As human beings, as women, it is so important that we level up, that we continue to grow, that we continue to excel. The whole part of living is to actually be progressing, to be moving forward. That's why we celebrate birthdays. That's why we celebrate milestones. That's why we celebrate celebrations, right? Because it's marking the end of one thing and the beginning of a new thing. And you always hear the new year. And I don't think people are saying it anymore because they're kind of scared. But people say new year, new me. And I am always down for anybody that wants to reinvent themselves. Don't allow anybody to shame you out of becoming a different person, a new person. And all I will say is that becoming new, becoming different takes intention and it takes time. So don't allow anyone to shame you about becoming better, becoming new, becoming different, completely reinventing yourself, transforming yourself. Don't allow anybody to shame you, not the internet, not your family, nobody, okay? We have the right to change and we have the right to evolve. So this is going to be your 2023 checklist. Just check it in with you guys. This year is going to be phenomenal for you. I am claiming that for you. So these are a few things that I want to talk about. And the first thing I want to say when it comes to becoming the best version of yourself, and it kind of sounds a bit lame to be the first point, but it's something that I've had to learn, and that is to be kind to yourself. And I know it's like, really? Is this really the first point to becoming the best version of yourself? And I will say absolutely. And I have to first start off by saying that being kind to yourself is not letting yourself off the hook or being easy on yourself. And I think for me, every single person, every therapist that's coming to my life, every counselor, every pastor, every friend has always said to me, Breenie, you are so hard on yourself. And I'm like, really? Am I? And I only need to say a few words or only need to tell them a few things that are going on in my life. And they'll be like, Breenie, you are so hard on yourself. Like, wow. I always thought that I had done the work and I've done the self-healing and I've corrected my self-talk. But turns out that wasn't the case. That isn't the case because I feel like I have high expectations for myself. And recently, a little bit off topic, I've actually realized that the high expectations I have for myself, I also have for other people. And because of that, I'm perpetually disappointed. And it's not because they're not good people with good intentions. It's because my expectations for them are so high that nobody can reach them. And it's similar for me. My expectations of myself are so high. I don't think I'm consciously disappointed in myself. I always know I can do better. And that's what today's video is about actually doing better. But how you get there and how you become better is also very important. It's not just about becoming the best version of yourself and beating yourself into this person, or like hating the person you are now, so wanting to become this completely different version of yourself. Like, I don't think that's what life is about. And I think that kindness is important. And I want to read the definition of being kind. And the definition of kindness is being friendly, generous, and considerate. Friendly, to me, speaks about being a friend to yourself. Like, I don't know if all of you guys, I'm talking to those who are hard on themselves, or those of you who have high expectations for yourself, or those of you who have negative self-talk. Like, some of you guys won't talk to your friends the way you speak to yourself, which means that you actually aren't a friend to yourself if you are so negative, right? So becoming friendlier to yourself, like, how would you treat your friend? The second definition is being generous, right? Kindness speaks to generosity. Do you spend on you? I have a friend, and this is a small example, but I think it speaks volumes. She'd rather walk 25 minutes then spend £9, £8, £10, £12 on an Uber that will be there in 5 minutes. Like, that to me is crazy, right? I like my legs. I like myself. I don't care if it's going to save me money. Get me there ASAP, okay? I don't want to be walking into that event or that venue sweating. I don't want to walk into that event all discombobulated. Nah, I'm going to pay that £10. I'm going to pay that 50. Even if it's £20, I like convenience, right? And so when we speak about generosity and being generous to ourselves, it's actually about, like, investing in those small things, right? Some of us feel so guilty getting our hair done, getting our nails done. Maybe we're like, oh, I can't really afford it for the month. And I'm not talking about living above your means. You guys know that's not my MO at all. But if you have the money and it's not going to hurt you that much, yeah, do your nails, do something for you, get your hair done, buy that new foundation. Like, it's not like, stop withholding things from you. Like, well, I read a story the other day, and this woman was talking about how her parents were basically wealthy, but they stored up all of their money, and they basically, her and her siblings basically lived in poverty, but her parents were literally millionaires. It was so crazy to me to read that story, because I'm like, what in the hell? Why are you living like paupers when you are actually rich? Like, that's a mindset. That's a poverty mindset, which I'm not going to go into today. However, it's about being generous. Like, I personally don't like being around people that are not generous. They don't have to be generous to me. Just have a generous giving spirit where money's not a problem. I don't like being around people who feel like money's a problem. And I've always been like that. Whether I had money or I didn't have money, if you're going to make a fuss about a small amount of money, please miss me. Because it shows that you're not generous. It shows that you're not very trusting of life, of God, that he's going to provide for you. So you're stingy. And I'm saying all that to say that a lot of you are stingy towards yourself, and that is a part of being kind to yourself. So I'm not saying spend above your means. I'm not talking about going out and buying that new Chanel bag, that new Louis bag, or whatever. I'm actually talking about the small things that make your life easier. Stop withholding that from yourself. And the last thing is considerate. People that are kind are considerate. For example, you're going through a lot right now. You lost your grandmother. At the same time, you lost your relationship. You just moved home. Those extra £20 that you gained is understandable. And I'm speaking to myself. Last year, my grandma passed away. My relationship ended. I moved home, and I wasn't that kind to myself. I wasn't being considerate of all of the things. I was just focusing on, well, it doesn't matter. You're big. You put on weight, right? So, and I know it sounds wild, but I know a lot of you will be able to relate to what I'm saying. But part of being kind is being considerate. Give yourself some grace and cut yourself some slack, right? Where's the compassion, sis, right? So being kind to yourself. I wasn't even going to include this on the list because I didn't even think about it. But while I was in the shower, it came to me. And I thought, yeah, I'm putting that on the top of the list, because that is very, very key to becoming the best version of yourself. Because like I said, how you get there matters, okay? Yeah, you became the best version of yourself, but you're still judgmental, you're still hard on yourself, you still lack compassion for yourself. But you've got the $1 million, you've got the dream guy, you've got the dream house, you've got the dream kids, but you treat you so badly. I'm getting actually shivers here, because I know that this is speaking to someone, even if it's just myself. The second thing I will say to becoming the best version of yourself is to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And don't worry, I'm gonna break all of them down. And the first one I want to start with is emotionally. emotionally. And this is something that I've just learned, okay? Guys, this is something I've just learned. Emotionally, I was being irresponsible with my own emotions. Let me explain. I was giving others the responsibility of making me feel good, making me happy. And let's talk about in a romantic situation. I felt so good emotionally when someone was taking care of me. And as much as it was nice and as much as it was enjoyable, when it ended, I felt like garbage because I was neglecting the responsibility of taking care of myself emotionally. And I've done a lot of self-work this year. And one area that I realized that plays a big part in how I see things, how I move, how I feel is the area of neglect. And if you follow me for a long time, you watch my videos on childhood issues and how they manifest in your real life, I personally feel, and I've spoken to one of my siblings about this and she kind of agrees, but I personally feel that I was emotionally neglected as a child. No fault of my mother's, I'm not here to blame her. However, as a child, as the youngest, as the baby, I was emotionally neglected. And so when you're emotionally neglected, you actually don't know how to regulate your own feelings. There are so many times when I was younger, I felt fear. I felt afraid. Like I was so afraid, so scared. And I don't know what I was afraid of. I was just afraid of danger. I was afraid of not feeling safe. There was so much emotion around safety. I didn't know how to regulate it. So when I became a teenager, I felt the safest when I was in the presence of a man. I grew up with out a father. So I don't know how I computed it in my mind, but if I was in the presence of a man, I felt safe, right? And as I've grown up, it didn't change because I wasn't aware, right? I wasn't aware of the link between that, right? So I say all that to say that I was given the responsibility of my emotions to somebody else. I was given the other person the key to my emotions. So with that, if I'm with them, if they're around me, if they're acting right, if they're answering my calls, if they're calling me, if they're asking to hang out with me, if they are serving me in any way, I feel happy. But like I said, when that's gone away, I'm like, oh my God, how do I do this for myself? I've always given that responsibility to other people, to men. How do I now do that for myself? And so how we do this is actually taking responsibility for our own emotions, our own feelings, and being responsible for our happiness. Maybe I'll do a separate video on this, but that's what I want to say about that. Secondly, mentally, in order to become better, it is so important that you pay attention to what you are taking in. What is your mental diet? Are the things that you are watching, listening to, scrolling past, are the conversations that you are entertaining, are they vain? Are they useless? Are they worthless? All of these conversations, all these talks online and about relationships and and the only reason why I see these things is because that's my lane, right? That's what I talk about. That's what I'm interested in. But if I didn't have a leg in this fight, like I could care less. Like I could care less about what the shade room is saying. I could care less about the shade borough saying. I could care less about these talks between male versus female. Like this stuff is toxic. And what I found in certain outlets, media outlets, is that they know what gets them outraged, right? Spiritual Word is one platform that I see this happening a lot. It actually blocked me from my main account because I remember years ago, I thought it was like a Christian page, but they used to start posting like about sex and half naked women, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, is this Spiritual Word or Worldly Word? And I remember I just got blocked. So I'm blocked on my main account. I look at them on my burner account, and the only reason I look at them is because I need to be in the mix. I need to be relevant to what I'm talking about. However, I say all that to say that that page thrives off of what they know gets people talking, what gets people going, right? And so the same conversations happen time and time again. They may be hundreds of different people on the internet talking about different stuff. They'll pick those 10 people that are saying the same stuff every single day and they'll post the same thing. So now because you are following this media outlet, your brain is now being shaped thinking, this is what all men think. This is what all women think. This is how women are moving. This is how men are moving, right? So you start to create this bubble in your own mind and your own reality. And you take that in as truth and it affects everything. It affects how you relate to people in the real world. I was having a conversation yesterday with one of my male friends. And he's a ladies man. I'm going to get him on the channel soon. But asked me a question. He said, are ladies really looking for love these days? And I'm like, yeah. And I don't know, we started talking about going out and stuff like that. And I said to him, from the time that I've been out, the few times I've been out this year, I've noticed that the women get dressed up and they look stunning and they look beautiful. But the men, they just stand in the corner and they almost look like the bad bees. Like they want to be bad bees so bad. And he was like, that's because men are scared of women, because they know that if they don't have X amount of money, they can't even chat to a woman like this. And so everyone kind of standoffish. Everyone's scared of everybody. Like back in the day, we would go out, we would dress up, we would look good, and we would dance together. I remember being young in the club dancing with guys. Not saying that's right or wrong, but we used to have a good time. There wasn't all this divide and tension. But people spend so much time looking at their phones and reading the rhetoric of the internet that when they actually come to real life situations, everybody's acting awkward. The girl dressed up to go have a good time, the guy dressed up to have a good time, but now everyone's standing on opposite sides of the room, not even dancing. Some people are not dancing because they don't want someone to whip out their phone and they end up on the shade room or the shade borough the next morning doing something stupid. Like everyone's scared of each other, and that's because we live in our own virtual reality based on the people that we follow. So going back to what I was saying, what are you taking in? What is the thing, the imagery? What are the things that you're taking in to your mind? Does it produce anything good in your life, or is it vain? Is the music you're listening to, is it vain? Women talking about what's between their legs, etc., etc., promoting that. Female rappers, male rappers always talking about the PUSSY, like putting so much value on it, and you actually go out in real life and you realize that even if you give this up to this guy, like, he's still gonna leave, he's still gonna cheat on you. It doesn't matter. But in his music, they're valuing things that don't matter. It's vain. So is what you're taking in through podcasts, social media, through conversations, through music, is it helpful? Is it helping you? And I'll say this before I move on to the physical, because I've had a lot of guys tell me that I'm classy, right? And the funny thing is, I've never set out to be classy. And when I get that compliment, I'm actually quite shocked, because sometimes I don't feel like I dress classy, as in sometimes I want to be sexy, like sometimes I want to like be snatched kind of thing. But I've had that compliment quite a lot this year, that I'm classy. And I don't think it's necessarily how I look, it's actually what's going on in my mental. I'm different. Like I carry myself a certain different way. Do I have fun? Yes. Do I want to I don't twerk actually, but if I want to like I'm going out, like I have a good funky time. Okay, I like to have a good funky time. I'm not stood. But I'm classy with it, because class is more about what's going on inside your head than what you look like. There are some girls that wear blazers to the club, but not, the men don't see them as classy. So I say that to say that it's a mentality, right? So if you want to level up, if you want to become the best version of yourself, you got to pay attention to what you're letting in. Don't let anyone influence you, because social media is an influence, whether you like it or not. You don't even have to be an influencer to influence people. If you allow the things that are created to influence you, then they're an influence. Whatever influences you is an influencer. Whether that's family members, cousins, friends. The Bible said that bad company corrupts good morals. And that should actually be a point on here. But I'll just add it into this. Like, who are you hanging out with? What kind of girls are you hanging out with? Are they people that you want to be? Look around at your closest 3-4 friends. That shows you who you are and where you're going to be. You're never going as far as your friendship circle. They say your network is your net worth. Mentally, that is the case. You are never going further than your friendship circle. Like, you are the sum total of the people that you hang around with. That is, you can't get away with that. So if you want to level up mentally this year, please get some good friends. So physically, are you working out? This is one of my favorite parts. Becoming the best version of yourself. Do you look after yourself, right? Are you taking care of yourself? So this is all coming under the banner of taking care of yourself. Are you investing in your physical self? Are you working out? Are you taking your vitamins? Are you meal prepping? Are you taking the appropriate amount of water each day that your body needs? Are you getting facials? Are you taking care of your skin? I personally love to get a massage because it makes me feel great. Takes out the knots. It makes me less uptight. And I know you guys can obviously notice I've lost a lot of weight this year. And the next video that comes on this channel will be me talking about it, okay? I am not trying to play you guys. It is coming. But looking good is so important to how you feel. Because when you're overweight, and I say over the weight that you want to be, overweight is being over the weight that you want to be. There's no weight. I don't even know how much I weigh right now, but I just know that I look good. I just know that I look how I wanted to look. When I was overweight last year, I did not like what I saw. When I would look back on videos, I didn't like how wide my back was. I think that's what really gave it away, because for a long time I didn't realize how big I was. And for a lot of you, they're like, oh, you wasn't that big, blah, blah, whatever. I was not used to being that size. But when I saw videos of my back, I was like, bro, who is that? That's not me. That's not me at all. But when you're overweight, it makes you insecure. And when you're insecure, you settle. Whether that's settling in relationships, whether that's settling in the jobs that you go for, whether that's settling in the friendships that you're in, like, you just feel lucky just to even have someone. You feel lucky just to even have a job. You feel lucky just to be friends with someone. And that's not how we live our lives as high value women. I'm not lucky to have anybody, right? Okay. In that sense, because that speaks to low self-esteem, that speaks to low self-worth. They're lucky to have me. We are lucky to have each other. I don't want anyone to feel that they're lucky, because I don't feel good about myself. So when you're overweight or you don't look how you want it to look, it creates insecurities. And when the insecurity is created, you start to settle in your everyday life. So being the best version of yourself is about looking after yourself. You don't have to break the budget to look after yourself. And one thing I can say, maybe sometimes my mental is off, my emotional maybe off, but I'm gonna look good, period. Like, I'm gonna look good, period. Like, and it's natural for me because I've been doing it my whole life. And like recently I won an award at church for being the best dressed. And honestly, when I go to church, I don't make an effort. So even me winning the award was actually hilarious, because I don't dress up. Like, the church I go to now is very casual. So everyone's super casual. So I've never planned my outfit for church ever. And so, like, me winning that award is actually hilarious, because I'm gonna look good, period. Whether I'm big or small, I'm gonna look good, right? I think before, looking back, like, people didn't really realize that, like, I was big or bigger than I was, or maybe they realized, but it was never an issue. No one ever insulted me or anything. But I think it's always because I always look good. So, like, no matter what weight I was, I always look good. I always look presentable. I always put myself together. So that's a testament to you guys. Like, no matter what you look like, what size you are, you can still look good. Like, you can still look after yourself. Look, I got my nails on yesterday. My hair stays laid. Like, one of my New Year's resolutions is to learn how to do my own hair. So you know that I have hairstylists and people that do my hair. But like, this last month, where every hair salon, every hairstylist is so busy, too busy to have Brini Lee as a client, I'm like, I'm not relying on anybody. Like, I bought a selection of wigs from Jen Jen's Luxury Wigs. Okay, so as influencers, everything is free. I haven't bought hair in 7 years, right? But this year, when I went to Houston and I met this girl and she gave me a unit and I saw the quality of her hair, I was like, say less. I'd be throwing her my money. Like, I bought 4 wigs from her. It's the first time I've ever bought wigs for a long, long time. But I'm like, no, because the hair is just bomb. Anyway, so that's a plug for her. But if you see my hair moving, just, oh, hey, looking good makes me happy, right? The right hair, nails done, my toenails, not for nobody, but for me, because I like looking at myself. I like looking at my nails. I like when I'm writing down or I'm talking, my nails to look done, okay? I don't slip when it comes to taking care of myself. So that's physically. Now, spiritually, are you where you want to be with God? What do you believe about Him? And this is key, and this is number one. It doesn't matter where I put anything in this video, everything is important, okay? This is number one. Spiritually, where are you at with God? And I'm going to make a video, it's coming up, it's all on the list to do, how to get closer to God. And I think what stops a lot of people getting close to God is their wrong perception of who He is, right? If you feel like you can't talk to God or you can't pray to God because you aren't living perfectly, because you had sex last night, because you're sinning, that's a wrong view of God. God, if you're God's child, He's gonna love you, period, right?
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you should just continue sinning and God will love you, because at the end of the day, there are always going to be consequences for disobeying God. But God's not going to love you any less. And it doesn't mean you can't pray because you are sinning, if that makes sense.
And don't measure God based on your bad parents. That's a word. Don't measure God with your bad parents. If you had a bad father, don't equate that to God. He's not in it. God's like, why am I in this? Don't do that. But I know there's a tendency to do that. But there's a scripture that talks about, if you who are evil, as in you parents who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will I, your good father, give good gifts to his children, right? I read the Bible differently because I know God loves me. So I have a right view of God. Yeah, things happen. Yeah, there's certain things that he allows. Doesn't make happen, he allows it to happen. But the truth that I hold in my brain, regardless of what's happening, is God is good, period. So everything has to conspire around the fact that God is good. So I'm going through this breakup. God is good. I had a miscarriage. God is good. I lost my home. God is still good. I don't blame God for bad things that happen, because some of you want to blame God for the bad things that happen, but you also don't want to praise him when good things happen, or you only praise him when good things happen. That's not how life works, honey. We're not in heaven or hell. We're in the middle on this earth. Bad things are going to happen. That does not mean God caused it to happen. That does not mean that God hates you. Some of us think that if we do good, we'll get good. If we do bad, we'll get bad. That's not always the case. Sometimes good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. The Bible says that God sends his rain on the just and the unjust, as in God is good to everybody because he's good. And his goodness is not determined by your goodness. God doesn't love you because you're lovable. He loves you because he is love. That's his character. So when you have the wrong idea of who God is, it stops you from having that spiritual connection with God, with Christ. So that question that you have to ask yourself is, how do you see your father? So part of leveling up, part of becoming the best version of yourself, is to know that you're loved unconditionally. I could not sit here and talk about this stuff. I may be able to talk about it from a surface angle, but I wouldn't be able to be confident in what I believe and what I teach and what I say if I didn't know that God above me loves me. I couldn't. My spiritual life, my spiritual walk is so, so important to me. And I'm growing every day. I'm not perfect. It's a challenge. I've been a Christian for 14 years and it's still a challenge for me. But I'm better than I was yesterday, better than I was last week, better than I was last year. You know, we're growing, we're moving, we're evolving, we're getting new knowledge, we're changing, we're transforming, and God is patient. That's a good thing about God. He's patient with us. The next thing on the checklist of becoming the best version of yourself is that, sis, you have to boss up. You have to. You have to have something that you're working towards, that you're aiming for, that you want to become. It's not going to be the same for everybody. I'm not saying everyone has to start a business. I'm not saying that everybody has to be the boss, but you do have to boss up, sis. Like, you have to be the best in whatever you're doing. So yes, start that business. Yes, mentor that young person. Help others get into the field that you are currently working in. And outside of bossing up, it just feels so good to give. It feels so good to help. It feels good to do these videos. Like, when's the last time you saw a sponsor in these videos? Like, it feels good to give. Sometimes when I don't make a video, I'm like anxious because I'm like, someone needs this video. Someone's going through it. Someone needs these words of encouragement. Someone needs this advice. Whether YouTube was paying me or not, I'm actually good. I could survive. I could live. However, I have a purpose and I have a calling. And when I boss up, it allows other people to boss up too. And a lot of us are sad, depressed, lonely, because we are so self-centered. And I've been here many times this year. I've been there. So self-centered that you don't actually realize that if you want help, help others. Don't allow everything you do to evolve around you. You have a great job. Help someone else get that job. You know a lot of information. Mentor somebody else. Be a giver. It's not all about you, sis. It's not all about living a soft life. And you know, Brini made a video earlier this year talking about how to live a soft life. Live a soft life, but don't be selfish. Don't let it end with you. And part of enjoying a soft life is actually helping others, spending time with others, investing in other people. And this also came to me when I was in the shower, and it is, stop doing things that look good but don't feel good to you. And it's going to talk to my next point, is know what makes you happy. But we need to stop with the vanity and the keeping up with appearances when it doesn't feel good to you. For example, you get dressed up, you look cute, and you go to this fancy restaurant, not because you are hungry or you really want to try at this restaurant, but because you want to take pictures of your food, you want to show people that you have a good life, that you're living in luxury. I mean, you go online, everyone's living in luxury. Luxury doesn't even have any real appeal anymore because everyone's trying to look like they're in luxury. But your sole purpose of going to that restaurant was to just look cute and to take pictures and show people on Instagram that you're living this life, or that you've got dates, you've got people that take on you on dates. I don't know, you want to show off this new bag that you bought or whatever. But you go to a restaurant and it's not like you're happy to be there. It's not like you can even remember the food or the moment, because instead of taking in the moment, you're busy trying to impress people on the internet that don't even care about you. And I've realized, and I'm going to make a video on this, but we've become so narcissistic as women, where we really think people care. Like, we really think that everyone's checking for us. Like, that's why I don't understand the women that talk about they got haters and stuff. I'm like, you've got 300 followers. Not that the amount of followers matter, but who cares? Like, who's really checking for you? You won't see me talking about haters. And I've got over 200,000 Instagram followers, over 700,000 subscribers. The haters are irrelevant, right? And some of you guys are doing things so that people will hate on you. You're doing it to yourself. Like, and I say all that to say that, like, a lot of the things that we do is vain. And I had to notice and realize this at the beginning of the year. Instagram right now ain't making me no money. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's not making me a red cent. I can't remember the last post that was sponsored or that I made money for, and I'm probably giving myself away, but and people are going to go on my Instagram and check and whatever, but I don't care. Like, yeah, I'm actually good. We got good money management. I'm not waiting on a brand to sponsor me so I can pay my rent next week. Like, no shade to anyone that is waiting on the next check, but Brini's good out here, so I can be honest and keep it a buck, as you guys would say. There was a time earlier this year where I was going in with posting photos, posting outfits, doing this, doing that, la 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 la. And I was saying to myself, like, even like talking to friends, like, I'm so busy. Like, and I realized that I was stressing myself out for vanity. When I took a step back and I was like, I ain't being paid for this. Why I gotta be posting every day? Why I gotta be in my stories every day? Why I always gotta have some kind of content every day outside of the content that's actually gonna be valuable? Who wanna see your outfit? And I'm not even saying that because maybe after next week, I'll be posting more content. But it won't be for the reasons that I was posting it before, I'll say that. But when I actually sat back and I was like, Brini, like, this is just vanity. Like, this has absolutely no purpose at all. But you're stressed and you can't live because you're so busy taking content that's not paying you a dime. Like, and I'm an influencer. So what I look like doing stuff with no money, like, do you know what I mean? I hope you guys can understand what I'm saying, but like, all these pictures and outfits, they're cute, like whatever. But I was going out of my way to curate content for Instagram and it wasn't paying me any money, but it was taking my time and my energy. What are you doing in your life that's taking you time and energy, but the rewards are slim? Think about that. What's taking your time and energy and it's vain, like pure vanity? And that's why at the end of last year, I actually archived over 200, 300 of my Instagram photos on my main Instagram, because I've got two Instagrams, obviously. But my main Instagram, I archived like so many photos, and these photos had like 20K, like over 10, every photo had like over 10K likes, 20K likes, whatever. 200 and something comments, like people were feeling the girl, like people were feeling me, like, but I was like, these photos are cool, but they're stale, they're just there, they are for vanity, so people can come on my page and scroll through my thing and see all the likes and stuff. I was like, I don't give a damn, like, I don't actually care. But people were maybe thinking, like, how can you archive all of your photos? You don't care? I just didn't care. But maybe people were thinking, looking back now, like, oh, maybe she archived her photos because she knows she was going to lose weight or she doesn't like those photos anymore. No, I love those photos. It was hard for me to archive all of those photos and start from scratch. I had like over 200, 300, and it looks good for image. It looks good that, like, people are interacting with me as an influencer. But to me, it was just vain and useless. So, yeah. Yeah, stop doing things that look good but they don't feel good to you, right? Stop holding on to things that are looking good but they don't really do anything for you. I don't know how else to put that. I probably have more to say to this point, but I hope that makes sense to you guys. Like, actually do things because you want to do things and not for the look of it. Everyone's doing it for the gram. I'm not gonna lie to you. Even self, I'm joking. Even me, oh, sometimes I be doing it for the gram. Sometimes I be looking cute for the gram, put the clothes on for the gram. Like, I be doing it for the gram, babies. But less of that. Less of that going forward. And so that brings me on to the next point, which is know what makes you happy and do more of that. So here's a challenge. List down 5 things that genuinely make you happy. They may be 5 simple things that genuinely make you happy. And make sure you do at least one of those things every single day. And here's my list. Number one is having a cup of tea. I am British, so we love tea over here. But there's just something about tea, and I think I was a late bloomer, but I love how warm it makes me feel. I love how like hot it is in my hand. I love the taste of it. It just makes me feel so good and so warm and comfy and cuddly. So having a cup of tea a day, I'm gonna do that because it makes me happy. And it's only a little simple thing that does that. The second thing that I love doing and that makes me genuinely happy is taking a walk by the canal. I live in a quite a scenic area. So I like going by the canal, looking at the boats, looking at the water, looking at the ducks. Like, I just like that. And it kind of grounds me, gives me time to think. The third thing that I like doing is visiting friends. Not everybody, child. Some of them drain me, okay? No, I'm joking. I like visiting friends or friends that have families. One of my good friends got married in the pandemic and him and his wife got a new baby and their house for me is like 10 minutes down the road. And I like just go and sit there, like hanging out with the baby. They're always so encouraging to me. But it's nice because it feels like I don't live with my family, clearly. I live by myself here. And sometimes I get lonely. And just being in their family unit makes me feel good. That genuinely makes me happy. The fourth thing, and there's many more things, but the fourth thing that makes me happy is buying like really cute loungewear outfits or things to lounge in the house with. Like when I go out, like, I don't need anything, but when I see a cute lounge outfit or them fluffy socks or new slippers, guys, I have like 30 pairs of slippers. I love slippers. I love anything that makes me feel comfortable in my house, whether it's like two-piece sets. I like looking cute and comfortable. That's like my whole vibe, especially because it's winter. But I like looking good inside the house for me, okay? Number five, this may sound like a bit weird, but what generally makes me happy is accomplishing a task, getting something done, right? I have my little planner here. My to-do list, I barely use it. I'll keep it above. It looks cute here, but my planner is my notes on my phone. That's what gets all of me on my phone, is my notes, like on my phone. But having cute little planners like this is very, very cute and very helpful. And I like being able to check off something I've been wanting to do for a while. It makes me feel happy. And the last thing I would say is having a hot shower makes me feel good. It's where I have the purest conversations with God, where I feel like he speaks to me, where I can just zone out and I can just feel good. Some people prefer baths. I'm not really a bath girl. I get so hot that like I gotta get out of the bath. I don't know, it's weird, but I can have a shower, which doesn't make any sense. Anyway, those are the things that make me happy. And I think we talk about becoming the best version of yourself, it's so important to do things to other people. Maybe like really comfy clothes, Brini, really taking a shower, really accomplishing tasks. And I'm like, yeah, that makes me happy. Drinking a cup of tea, like simple things like a blessing. Simple things like a blessing. I don't know any that know that song, but anyway, it's the simple things in life that make us happy. It's not the grand things, not the big things. Like I love my home. I live where I live. Like I love it, but it's only so much looking at the sunset, looking at everything that, like, it gets boring. But it's the simple things that make me happy, and I think it's really important for you to know what makes you happy and to actually do more of it. So if you can do one thing on your list a day, it'll make a big difference to how you feel. The next thing I will say to becoming the best version of yourself is, this is something that you have to do this year. And I want you guys, if you guys do that, please come back on this video and testify and tell me how it was. Travel solo, okay? Travel by yourself to somewhere you've always wanted to go. Don't worry, you're safe. God is with you. I don't know about you guys, but I never truly feel alone, no matter where I am in the world, because I always have my phone and I feel like I'm close to everybody. I don't ever feel alone when I'm in another country. But traveling solo just opens your mind up to new possibilities. If I didn't go to Houston in March, I wouldn't have known that I could actually live somewhere else apart from London, right? I was always that person that, like, London's my baby, London's my home, I'd never live anywhere else. Going to Houston, I was like, wow, this is my vibe. Like, this is more of my vibe than London. Don't worry, I'm not moving yet. Maybe I could move, but I would move to the US. Wouldn't be my first choice. However, I could move for love. Joking. Travel and see the world and do it solo. And that's one thing that I'm going to be definitely doing more of this year. I travel solo for my birthday. I met some amazing girls. Before that, I traveled just to take some time off. Travel solo, met some cool people. It just kind of takes you out of your element. So traveling solo is like gonna help you to see yourself more, because you also see yourself in different environments. You see like who you are and how other people see you. Honestly, I think I read a tweet and it was like, she was basically saying that going back home to her country made her realize that she's not ugly, because the guys in her city were just like treating her like she's average. But when she went back home, they were like, oh my God, shorty, like you look good. Like, she's getting so much attention. I'm not saying that that's the big old end all, but I'm just saying like sometimes where you are can become really stale, and it's really important for us to diversify and to experience different cultures, learn more about ourselves, see ourselves in different environments. So traveling solo is definitely about becoming better and becoming the best version of yourself. The next thing I will say is to get knowledge, get healing, and get whole. And this is a continuous journey. Always stay healing, always stay getting knowledge, and always stay becoming whole. I don't know about you guys, but there's always negative patterns that we have to crush, and there's always negative patterns, cycles that we have to break. This has definitely been a cycle breaking year for me. I will say understanding that there's cycles that have to be broken in my life and getting to it, okay? And you know what? Sometimes you have to feel pain in order to change. And sometimes we want to avoid pain, but sometimes you got to be hurt to realize enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough of the same results. Enough of doing the same thing and getting the same results. Enough already. Enough. It's too much. It's too stressful. It's too draining. Let's change. Let's do something different this year. Let's actually get knowledge and understanding on the areas of our weaknesses. Like I said to you, I've always known about neglect, but it was just knowledge. I just knew it, but I never linked it to the reason why I don't take care of myself, why I give that responsibility to somebody else, why I emotionally neglect myself. So getting knowledge and understanding. And honestly, the best way to learn something or to know something is to binge. If it's binge in my channel, if it's binge in other gurus or life coaches or whatever, if you can't afford to get therapy yourself, binge. Go to sleep listening to some of these videos. Get books. Books are less than $20, £20 on Amazon. There's no excuse for you going round in circles and cycles this year. Get knowledge. Get understanding. The Bible says in all that getting, get an understanding. Understand yourself. Know why you react or you act in certain ways. Know it and stay on a path of healing. Don't think that you've ever arrived at healing. Continuously pursue healing, because one moment you think, oh yeah, I'm good, then someone comes around to test how good you really are. And I'm not saying that I don't think healing exists in the vacuum. I do feel like even if you got in a relationship, there's still healing to be done. It's not gonna end because you're now in a relationship. Like, no, right? No, healing is constant, because we live in a world that is crazy. If you're not grieving over someone, you're healing from something. You're healing from something that happened to you. Healing from this relationship. You're healing from that miscarriage. You're healing from this. You're healing from betrayal. You're always healing from something. But don't allow those things to take root in you. Do the work of healing. Go to therapy. Get a counselor. Speak to a pastor. Speak to a trusted person. The next thing I want to say is what I kind of added on, but I want to make a whole video on this, and it's going to be entitled "What God Wants Us Women to Know About Beauty." I'll just say it. Stop relying on being pretty. Stop it. Stop. I've seen so many women this year, celebrity women, influencer women, whatever, like, just forget all of their goals and their plans to run up under someone because they want to be taken care of. Now, granted, you meet someone, you vibe, and you guys get on, and you guys genuinely have a connection, and he says, babe, like, you don't have to work, like, I'll take care of you, fine. But a lot of women are actually pursuing that lifestyle, and they're getting hurt in the process, because it's transactional. You're wanting to use that person, and they're also wanting to use you. Understand, ladies, there's nothing free in this life. So what you guys are doing is you're investing all this money in your face, in your body. And I'm not against surgery. I'm not against treatments, filler, da, 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 da. But I'm definitely against why you do these things. But you're doing these things, trying to become the best, most perfect doll, blow up doll, like, perfect looking woman, so that you can get someone that's rich that will look after you because you don't want to work. But you guys do all this stuff to yourself, and you do all this work, and you do this, and you try and look so perfect and pretty, and then you end up getting the same results as everybody else, every other woman. And I've seen so many people talking about how they're pretty, but they can't get a man, or it's kind of like all this kind of stuff, like, oh, why do men overlook pretty women and go for basic girls, all this kind of stuff. And it's just like, what else do you have to offer, sis? I'll be damned if I was just a pretty face. The pretty face is a bonus, but I'll be damned if I was just a pretty face. What else do you have to offer? You guys have to pretend. Like, if you fall into this vanity of, yeah, if I look good, I'll get this outcome, I'll get this lifestyle, I'll get this man to take care of me, get this guy to fly me out, I'll get this guy, get rich guy. Like, if you have that mentality and it's not working for you, okay, if it's working for you, sis, still don't do it. However, most of you, is not working for you, because a dog is a dog. And sometimes when you're superficial, you attract superficial men. And superficial men are not going to treat you right. They're not going to treat you like a human being. They're going to treat you like a blow-up doll. They're going to treat you like a slave. Anyway, if you have this issue or this mentality, I want you to pretend for a moment that you're ugly. So you don't have any looks to offer this world. Pretend you're ugly. What would you do? What do you have to offer this world apart from your appearance that is going to age sorry, Kim Kardashian, you're gonna age, we're gonna age. What else do you have to offer the world? And I appreciate Kim Kardashian getting into law and doing those kind of things and the social justice work that she does, because I think she understands that, like, no one's coming to save you. A man's not coming to save you. He's just not. Most people can't. You can't survive off of one income these days. You have to work, sis. And I want you guys to find joy and fulfillment in actually being a baddie, as in, like, someone that makes things happen. I don't know why, but I get so much excitement out of making things happen. It's not even about the money anymore. I like having an idea and executing that shit. Like, to me, that turns me on. Like, that makes me feel great. I have an idea and I've done it. I don't know about you guys, but it makes me horny. I'm joking. But it does turn me on. What I want to achieve in legacy, in my family, I may need to marry a millionaire. But if he's not a millionaire, I'm also good, right? But the reason why I'm good is because I'm working. I'm leveling up. I'm becoming better. I'm doing more. I'm making more money because I want that lifestyle for myself. Not to say that I gave it to myself, because it'd be nice for a guy to contribute to that, or my salary to be like side, like fun money. But at the same time, we good around here. Like, I'm gonna be good regardless. So this is a bonus one, I guess. Like, you want to become the best version of yourself, pretend you're ugly. Pretend you don't have any looks to offer the world. You can't get by on your looks. Nobody cares. Do something valuable. So at the end of the day, looks are vanity. That's why people debating online are like, and this and that and da, 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 da. I can't remember what they're saying, but I'm just like, because men don't care about beauty. Like, Lupita Nyong'o's mom said, like, you can't eat beauty. There's only so much a man is going to enjoy looking at you before he gets bored. Like, men be bored. How can someone cheat on Beyonce? Because you equate beauty to value, and it's not. It's nice to have, but it doesn't really mean anything. Men get bored looking at your pretty face and your nice body. They do. They need substance. Who are you apart from that? That's why plain Janes get wifed and baddies get left. Hey, I didn't say that, guys. It wasn't me. It was my clone. Brie didn't say that. Brie has no idea what she's talking about. But yeah, work on becoming more valuable outside of your appearance. Yes, period. Period. And the last thing that I want to say is, what does the best version of you look like? When you think of the best version of yourself, what does that look like? Because I've added all these tips and stuff, and these are things that personally I feel is going to make you the best version of yourself. But I can only speak for myself, what I value. So what does that look like? What is the best version of yourself? What does she wear? Where does she go? Who does she hang out with? Where does she hang out? What does she eat? What does she listen to? What's her daily routine? What's her skincare routine? What's her fitness routine? What is her beauty regime? Whoever that is, become that. Become her. I love a mood board. I love a vision board. I love that. I've got a vision board of who I want to become. Pictures. Maybe that's what you need to make. And I'm going to have a vision board. Going to have a vision board party in January. So make sure you guys are following Breeny Lee, because I will be posting it on there. Yeah, it's going to be online. It's going to be on Zoom or a platform like that. And I want us to come together, create our vision boards, be inspired. It's going to be speakers, motivators. I want you guys to be motivated. The last thing I will say is to trust the process. And you know, Breeny, I should get a tattoo saying trust the process. I don't need to do that. It's already back. That's how I think. But trusting the process throughout all of this is going to help you, because you're not going to become the best version of yourself overnight. And nobody expects you to, by the way. These are just things that we want to do because they're fun. It's fun working on yourself. It's fun improving. It's fun being better than you was last year. It's fun seeing how far investing in yourself can go. And so, yeah, trust that process. It's not going to happen overnight. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It doesn't have to happen within the year. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions or they have vision boards and like, oh, someone messaged me the other day. They're like, oh, but I haven't accomplished everything on my vision board. Neither did I. I accomplished 2 things on my vision board this year. And I'm happy with that. Like, I'm super, super, super happy with that. Like, it is what it is. I had the rest of my life to accomplish the rest of it. And our time frame are not God's time frame. So don't stress. Trust the process. And I'm rooting for you guys this year, that you guys will become the best version of yourself, the most glorious version of yourself. Okay. And notice I did not talk about becoming the best version of yourself for anybody else. Not a man, not your parents, not anybody else. Becoming the best version of yourself for you. Because ultimately, we should be wanting to become the best version of ourselves for God. Then for us and then for others. And the others include the man or whatever, whatever, whatever. If I become the best version of myself, if I enjoy my life, if I look after myself, I take care of myself, anyone that comes into that equation is going to benefit from it. But I don't do these things to get a man. I don't become feminine to get a man. Because what's going to happen when you don't get a man? You're going to stop doing those things. What happens when you get a man? You're going to stop doing these things because they're not natural to you. That's not who you are. But a man's going to want someone that is naturally happy, naturally enjoys their own company, naturally travels, has fun, has their own life. A man's going to be attracted to that. So when you become your best version of yourself, men are going to be attracted to you. So be prepared for that. But then you're going to also have to have standards and be able to choose, because light attracts everything, flies, wasps, spiders, all this kind of stuff. And you're going to have to be discerning enough to realize, okay, what is for me and what isn't for me.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.